right about that time, people. A fur trapper who was strictly de la commercial.
Strictly commercial.
Had the unmitigated audacity to jump up from behind my igloo. Screaming peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
Whereupon he started into whipping on my favorite baby seal. With a lead-filled snowshoe. With a
lead-filled.
With a lead-filled snowshoe. He said peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
With a
lead-filled snowshoe.
He said peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
He went right upside the head of my favorite baby seal, that lead-filled snowshoe. He went douche. He went boof. He went whap, and he hit him on the nose, and he hit him on the fin, and Jesus, that got me just about as evil as an Eskimo boy can be. Whereupon I proceeded to take my patented Nanook of the North Whale blubber mitten. And I bent down and I reached down and I scooped down and I gathered up a generous mitten full of the deadly
yellow snow.
The deadly yellow snow from right there where the huskies go. And then I pounced. No, I didn't pounce yet. Wait a minute. No, I haven't pounced yet. I have to rub it all into his beady little eyes. Cancel. Well, and then I proceeded to rub it all into his beady little eyes with a vigorous circular motion hitherto unknown to the citizens of Dayton, Ohio, but destined to take the place of the mud shark in your mythology. The vigorous circular motion, here it goes, rub it! And then I pounced. And I pounced again. And I jumped up and down on the chest.
Right! Googly moogly.
I injured the fur trapper. That wretched sucker hurt my seal and he had to pay. Well, he got up then, as those fur trappers are wont to do. Got up and he looked around and he looked at Ruth. And he looked at Ruth and he kept looking at Ruth. And he kept looking at Ruth, and it was then that it occurred to him that there was a problem, because that's when he noticed
he couldn't see.
I can't see. Oh, woe is me. It took a dog to snow cone and stuffed it in Ruth's eye. He took a dog to snow cone and stuffed it in Ruth's other eye. And the husky wee wee, I mean the doggy wee wee, has blinded Ruthie. And she can't see. And she can't pee. But she'll be able to pee later, we're sure she'll be. Because we have therapy to help her pee when she can't pee temporarily. She might not be able to see, but later on she'll be able to pee because of the therapy. Well, the fur trapper was hurting. He had the dog dew crystals on his right eye, had the dog dew crystals on his left eye. Both his eyes were shut. Couldn't see Ruth. Ruth couldn't see him. Ruth couldn't pee. He couldn't see. That made him just about equal. And it was then, in a flash of blinding, illuminating light. Douche. Hey, was that cheap or what? That the fur trapper remembered an ancient Eskimo legend wherein it is written on whatever it is that they write it on up there, that if anything bad ever happens to your eyes as a result of some sort of conflict with anyone named Nanook, the only way you can get it fixed up
It goes trudging across the tundra. Trudging across the tundra.
Pungent.
Mile after mile. Trudging. Tundra. Root. Can't pee. Root. Trudging. Sheep. Wool. Dogs.
Coal.
Wool. Dog wool. Sheep wool.
Sheep.
Root wool.
Lick.
Tong. I said a tong. Never mind that. And then, once we had figured out what to do with the sheep's tong, instead of his buttock, well, the fur trapper decided he would go trudging across the tundra right down to the parish of St. Alfonso, who is the patron saint of the sheep herders of Ohio extraction. He was going to make it down there because even if he couldn't get any margarine to rub on his eyes, he was liable to get just enough wool to make another brown Lapidus sweater for Marty.
Oh,
now watch Ruth. Here we go.